Welcome to Boundless Love Podcast. Here it's all about next level approach to love, leadership, and intimacy. I am your host, Sophia Sundari.
Beautiful humans, today is session 4 of the 28 days of surrender, and I am streamlining from a really, really special place. This is the office of my dear friend Jasmine, and it's full of very erotic art, which is her specialty. So they're all made by menstrual blood. And I'm just so happy to be with my dear, dear friends and feeling so held. I am in transition. I'm making my way somewhere where I'm not going to tell you yet where. I will actually give you a chance to guess, but I am currently in Spain. I'm in Barcelona today. Tomorrow I'm traveling again to another city in Spain, and then I'm traveling again. And all of that is happening in this radical portal just before our time together at Ecstatic Remembrance. We have more than 3 weeks to go still, and Ecstatic Remembrance truly feels like a moment in time when we will come together. And so now, as I'm going on the travels, I'm going to leave you today's session and the practice that you get to repeat over the next days. And then the next session will happen on Friday and the one after that on Sunday. We actually even have the approximate time. We'll send that over in the email. So if you're not yet on my newsletter list, you can request it in the DMs, or you can find it on my website and join the newsletter list to make sure that you are receiving all the replays and recordings of this. And so we are preparing for Ecstatic Remembrance. So Ecstatic Remembrance is not only this grandiose event that we are having together in just a few weeks. Oh my gosh. I'm having such a remembrance myself that is leading into it. I feel like I am stabilizing in a very new state of being in myself. And from this state, I know that I am establishing firmer on the path of my supreme destiny, which means not only good news for me, but for all of us, because as all my clients know, that whenever you are in my field, you actually are being a part of everything that's happening to me, every my expanded state of consciousness, every my expansion as a soul, as a being, ever deeper I go into my merging of all the parts of me with the divine, it also extends to you. So I know that when we are together in person, this is when it happens the strongest. This is how tantric work has always been done, through energetic transmission. So when you work with a teacher, there is this transmission that happens. You may come in one way, and then by being together, you absorb codes, you absorb qualities that I've integrated over my lifetimes, and you receive very quick downloads. It's a very accelerated path of transformation. Besides that, when we are together in a big group of people, because I have my immersions, where we also have one coming, where it's a smaller group of people, and we have one coming in Sardinia in May also. This is one way to work together, just in a very intimate, deep way. But then there is another way when we are together as a big group of willing individuals, which will be the Ecstatic Remembrance. It's like there's so much fire, there's so much passion, there's so much willingness in the space. So everything just gets really amplified, and the transformation is incredibly amplified with our theme of living open as love, of erotic embodiment. You will find yourself experiencing deeper life in connection with your sexuality, in connection with your eroticism. And it's not even about anything you may imagine, like group self-pleasure or getting naked. None of that will happen. But what will happen is that you will really connect with what is eroticism really, what it means to be an erotic being, deeply in tune, in connection with the body. You will see how by going deep into the body, releasing the shame stored in the body. Because whenever you hear something about sexuality or eroticism, and then you're like getting into a bit of a contraction, it means there is shame. Whenever in your life there is shame of what will others say if I take that much space? What if I really speak what is on my heart and others will not like it? What if I will be canceled? What if I will be rejected? What if I'll be neglected? What if I will lose everything I can and end up losing my mind? Like, you know, we may have all sorts of stuff, all sorts of fears on our minds, but what makes all these things worse is the shame that is around it. The shame where you're like, why am I even experiencing this? I am supposed to be more evolved than that. Why am I having the scarcity patterns? Why am I having those fears of going crazy? Why am I feeling like a beggar in relationships and accepting such a poor treatment and accepting breadcrumbs where I know that I am worthy of all the love in the universe? Why am I abandoning myself? Why am I not honoring my heart? Why am I losing myself when I am in a relationship with someone else? Why others are more important than me? Why do I put everyone else's needs ahead of mine? So all these experiences are really human, but this shame that we put around these experiences is very interesting. And this shame always leads to sexual shame. Always. Always, always, always. And this is where, through the work of erotic embodiment, you know, how does it have to do with everyone? Well, it has to do with your entire life. That's why erotic embodiment is so important. Your whole being magnetic, walking into any room and having like everyone look at you, feeling pleasure in your body, feeling joy in your cells without any reason. All of that, my friends, is a byproduct. It's like normal. It gets to be normal for you. But the main thing that happens is that you get life back. You receive your life. You receive your life. You really start to live alive as life. When you come in contact with your sexuality, with the sacredness of you as a sexual being, when you start to really love your genitals, and the genitals of your partner, and the genitals of all people. It's like you walk in the streets and you look at people and you think about their genitals, but not in the sense of what can I grasp and what is the size and what is the shape, but more like, I love your yoni. I love your lingam. I love your humanness. Because why? Because I love mine. That's the only way how we can love other people. That's the only way how we can get out of the shame of being human, of having a human experience, of having human fears, human insecurities, human scarcity, human fear of going crazy, human abandonment of ourselves, human desires, human permission, all of it. You see, you have to start loving yourself from the start. And the start is your sex. So where did I mention orgies and kind of group self-pleasure over here? You know, I've been doing this work for more than 12 years now. I've talked about all the things that you see me talking, you know, about casual sex, about what actually is going on when you're having sex. So I've been talking about all this for 12 years, more than a decade. Most of the people, or a lot of the people that you see talking about it, they learned from me. And this is beautiful. And this message has been spread so far and wide. I had to go through a lot of hate from a lot of people who didn't like my naked pictures, who didn't like me being so open about sexuality, going through my own breakthroughs. And, you know, and I was like, so all those pictures of me completely like expanding in my wild woman self, liberating myself erotically. That was such a fun time in my life. Now it's entirely integrated in me. I don't need that. But a lot of people do. And a lot of people need to like really come back again and again and again and again. And this work is the core of my life. No matter what's going on, the erotic embodiment work is what holds me. This work that brings me back to my body, that brings me back to my womb, to my yoni, to my breath, to my sexuality, to my magnetism, this is, you know, this is how I live this life. This is where I source my pleasure. This is where I source my success also. This is where I source everything. And it is, my friends, available to all of us. There's such a superficial understanding of erotic embodiment, such a superficial understanding of what is sexuality. But when you experience it, this is when everything changes. Everything changes because you start to love the human. You start to really love the human. What do you think about when you look at yourself in the mirror? Naked, preferably. Your assignment, okay? Get naked in front of the mirror and look at yourself for 5 minutes without interference. What is crossing your mind? What are you noticing? How, like, through which lens are you looking at yourself? Are you looking at yourself through the lens of judgment? Yes, you are. Most likely you are. And where can you, how can you shift that? How can you bring the eyes of love and look at yourself really like love would look at you? So that's the practice. Get undressed. And even as you get undressed, do that in a ritualistic way. Remove your clothes like you are removing protection from love, like you're removing shame, like you're removing insecurity. And then stand in front of the mirror and really look at yourself, stripped naked, and breathe deep, and really breathe into your belly, and relax into the sight, relax into this experience of meeting yourself in this raw nakedness, completely unguarded, completely unprotected. And see how you can look at every part, starting from your feet up, yeah, if your mirror permits or if you have a short mirror, but like from the bottom, looking up centimeter by centimeter of this body and meeting it with love, loving what you see. Whenever this thought of judgment will come, whenever the thought of irritation or the thought of, this should be better, the belly should be tighter, the breast should be higher, the penis should be bigger, the hair should be cut shorter or no hair. Oh, I should do this. Oh, there's a problem here. Let me fix it. Oh, the skin here is a strange color. You hear these thoughts and you convert it and you meet it with love. And it may be very challenging, and it may be even like really confronting, and you may start even tearing up. But these tears are just the tears that bring you back home, that bring you back to love. And body is such a beautiful place to come back to love through. You know, like our genitals, I'm here surrounded with this menstrual art. They have been shamed for centuries. So many people live completely disconnected from their genitals. We are so much more comfortable to live in the head, to hide behind our opinions, our beliefs, our intellectual debates, our smartness. So many people much rather be smart than attractive. It's like it seems to be a better thing, no? Like that you are praised for your intelligence rather than your looks. And people who are praised for their looks when they are growing up, it's like they're like, oh, well, you're not very smart, but at least you have the looks. Yeah, or it's like, oh, I don't care about my looks. I'd rather be smart. But beauty is not about looks. Beauty is about shining from inside out. And I've said that 12 years ago, when I was in my 20s, and I'm saying this now as I am getting older and these words become even more powerful because I know that the true beauty is really in what is shining forth from within us. It's in this connection with the body, specifically with your genitals. People who spend all their time in debates, in intellectualization, in explaining themselves, in proving themselves, these people are disconnected from the beauty of life. They are disconnected from their own beauty. But people who are in contact with their sexuality, in contact with their bellies, with their genitals, in love with this body. These people are impossible to miss in the crowd. They are fascinating. They don't even need to say much. This acceptance, this love is oozing through their pores. You cannot help. You want to be there with them. And why? It's because it's a medicine to be with someone who has accepted themselves so profoundly, who is not searching for others to validate that you are attractive, that you are desirable, that you are intelligent, that you are worthy. But you've acknowledged that from inside out. You've released this shame. Yeah, that's one part of the work we're going to be doing at Ecstatic Remembrance. Really separating yourself from the shame, the collective shame that we carry about being human. So many people much rather live in the head or live in some spaced out realm. That's why this whole disembodied spirituality is so normal. Yeah, with the spirituality provided by the church and by most other traditions, where it's like it's disembodied. It does not include sexuality, does not include relationships. But that will be the beginning of our work at Ecstatic Remembrance. We will have to be in this place of like, I am releasing that which is not true. And this shame is not true. You can let it go. You can let it go. And so, yeah, with this shame, we release the contraction around the embodiment of the fullness of humanity, of the fullness of your joyful, radiant, successful, wealthy, purposeful life. There's so much to it. You know, it's so big. I'm trying to narrow it down so that it lands. I'm doing my best to find my eloquence, to find my way to explain things that are so grandiose. Because through connection with your sex, you connect with the entire universe. This is how deep it is. But then very specifically, yeah, the first phase is releasing the contractions, releasing the block. When I first came to this work, I never thought I needed help with any sexuality. I was like, I'm fine with sex. I feel sexy. I have boyfriends. Okay, well, I'm not very satisfied with the kind of boyfriends I have. Okay, well, I don't really feel like I'm really confident about my attractiveness. Okay, I'm actually not having orgasms, and I didn't have orgasms until I was like 24, until I found Tantra and tantric sexuality, which taught me what sexuality actually is and not this disembodied relationship to sexuality that most people have. Because we learned from pornography, and this type of sexuality is just a tiny little fraction of what sex actually is. And so that was my idea. Like, that was my idea about sexuality as well. And so I was completely disconnected, although I would have never thought. Yeah. But so the first phase was for me to actually release that shame, to go like, yes, I can open more. Yes, there are insecurities about my body. Yes, there are lots of places in myself that I'm having a really hard time accepting myself. And these places are not allowing me to live fully. That was so important for me to come to acknowledge that, to just get honest with myself. That's the hardest step, my people, to get honest with yourself. Are you free inside of yourself? Are you at ease with your humanity? Are you free in your belly? Are you free in your sex? Are you free in your breath? Or do you walk in the streets scared to look people in the eyes because they may notice your humanity and your imperfection, and you are in a rush, making yourself so busy because it's safer like that? And then from there are more steps. Yeah, it's just the beginning, just the very beginning, this whole releasing what is untrue. Then there comes this whole work around harmonizing the relationships with the opposite sex. Yeah, here's our phallus and the yoni. How do they relate? How do the sexes, the masculine and the feminine, how do they relate? How do they find each other? How do we welcome the divine masculine? Okay, I call this life surrender to the divine masculine. But I never know what I'm going to say, by the way. But so here is where you get to be confronted with whether you surrender to each other, whether you release yourself from the mind, from the ideas of that's how sexuality should be, that's how partner should be, or can you actually love them? Can you actually love yourself enough to love the other and meet with the other beyond the socially acceptable norms, but meet with another in the highest way of the masculine and feminine to meet, where you release each other from expectations, from blame, from needing to be any certain way, because you have this divine masculine inside of you, first of all. And then from this place, you can meet others because you are firm and stable and solid inside of yourself. So that's a big work. Yeah. And then we are surrendering to each other. We are helping each other with that. It's tremendous. Even all the people who have ever hurt you, they all have been angels in your life. And sooner or later, you get to forgive them for real and through that become free. And through that integrate what happened in the past and make it your medicine and understand that without that, you would have never come to the place where you are ready to break free in a whole new way in your life. So day two of Ecstatic Remembrance is dedicated to that. To this union of the masculine and feminine, to the highest way of meeting between the masculine and feminine. The last Ecstatic Remembrance that we had in November, we finished with this grandiose ceremony. You can see it in the reel I posted about Ecstatic Remembrance, where in the end we have two circles, circle of men and circle of women, and there's this, was just this ecstatic, orgasmic opening to each other. Meeting men and women in a whole new way, outside of all the ideas, outside of all the conditioning, and really meeting in the highest way. This is so magnificent. And then from there, from integrating this, you finally move into a way to live a life in an orgasmic way, where your orgasmic being becomes your top priority in life. Where your orgasmic being is something that shines through you and makes you a medicine for this world, makes you a transmission portal for this world, makes you a carrier of the divine codes of heaven on earth for the human plane. This is what orgasmic living is. Okay, when was it all about orgies and group masturbation? This is such a nonsense. This work is so huge, and you truly get to be a part of bringing heaven on earth when you embody all of that and everything in between, which I will never be able to explain just here because it's my whole life's work and I'm an embodiment of this work. And I can tell you that it's the greatest thing of my life, the greatest thing. To really come into this erotic aliveness and live from this place and experience the divine from this place of human, from this place of embodiment, and seeing how my body only opens more and more and more as I am drenched in every part of me deeper and deeper in the divine grace. So this is huge, and I'm so happy to dedicate 3 days with you in person, because this work, yeah, we have to do in person. Also, what is so cool about the venue of Ecstatic Remembrance is that it's completely in nature, and we will be working with nature. I'll be giving you assignments to work with nature, because nature is erotic in its essence. Nature is sexual in its essence. And you get to recognize deeper parts and collect parts of your souls through connection with nature. So, incredible work ahead of us. It's so huge. So you have your practice of working with the mirror. I explained it in this live. This is for you until Friday, until we meet on Friday. And do join Ecstatic Remembrance. I know that for some of you, I mean, for most of you, it requires travel. But believe me, this opportunity will never be there again. It's also, yeah, it's incredible. Also, now it's on early bird price. Was just $633. It's like, it's the lowest price you could ever get for such an epic experience that will be completely life transformative. And the price will go up on Sunday. So go ahead and register as soon as possible. And this will be wow. This will be wow. And you really do not want to miss that. It's probably also, I'm envisioning, like, I don't know how big the group will be, but it's going to be the last time, I'm pretty sure, that the group will be not that big. So there are certain, like, energetic reasons for that, which I may explain later. But know that this will be a rather intimate experience, and this will be incredible. It's in Portugal. It's in Portugal, in Cascais, close to just like 5 minutes away from one of the most stunning beaches. So you'll find the link in my bio. You'll have the practice, and send me all my love.